payment of bills to the Ghana Water Company was done at the various offices of the company or through an agent until payment through the banks was introduced. The company has adopted new ways by roping the telcos into the collection system in order to make things easier for the customer. The collection can be done through mobile money on MTN, Vodafone and Tigo. Speaking at the launch of e-billing and e-payment system, the managing director of the company, Dr. Clifford Brimer, said introduction of the new system will improve revenue collection and also provide a convenient way of serving customers. He indicated that it will minimize corrupt practices amongst staff.
Because people don't have access to people easily, they have the money to pay, but they don't know where to pay it. And now that we have the mobile phones, can pay from anywhere. So that's one elimination of stumbling blocks in getting our revenue. If you want to eliminate corruption in the system, then you also, as much as possible, reduce discretion. We have rolled it out over a number of months now, and so we are still expanding. We are in 5 regions now, but we're going to roll out in the other regions.
The Minister for Sanitation and Water Resources, Joseph Kofi Adah, advised management to resource the Research and Development Department to enable it to access customer feedback, which will help the continuous improvement of the system in the long run.
I commend the company for introducing the smart meters concept and to direct further that the smart meters deployment should be done nationwide to further enhance efficiency and productivity. While I commend the leadership of Ghana Water Company for the work done so far with this technological innovation, I wish to caution that this must not fail. The staff of Ghana Water Company must prove themselves worthy.
The Ghana Water Company will be the second after Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority to switch to the paperless gear.